Robertson, and I'm so happy to introduce a brand new podcast, Leading From Behind. If you work on projects in your organization, whether you're an executive, middle management, or at the line level, this podcast will change your whole perspective. By making a few changes to your work, you can make major accomplishments and successes. I spent almost 40 years working on a wide variety of projects in large and small companies. Thanks to great team members I got the chance to work with, I was able to identify significant new methods of getting things done. In this podcast, I'm going to break a bunch of rules on getting projects done and lay out some new ideas and methodologies that I finally figured out through a lot of trial and error, unfortunately, that will change your view on how to get projects done in your organization. I always looked at projects, if you are calm and collected while everyone around you is losing their minds, then you clearly have no idea what's going on. A project manager can ruin a project faster than just about anybody else. So if you're in a position of leadership or you're working with a project manager, here's a number of things that we can do to help. And that's the whole purpose of this podcast. Well, project leaders can get caught up in talking about timelines and deadlines, regardless of anything else happening. There's also micromanagement, and details can take you up. So if you are caught in a situation where you're constantly talking about timelines and deadlines, what that can do is worry the team members, and it can decrease their quality of work and their efficiency. Another problem is getting too many details. I've asked team members to report so much that it actually impacted their work. I didn't need that much, but I was nervous and I was uncertain about myself. Another problem is you have a certain amount of flexibility on how things are going to happen. They're inherently uncertain, and you need to be comfortable with ambiguity and also making decisions without all the facts. That's tough. Not easy. I'm not saying it is, but it's something you have to do. And also in projects, you need to juggle competing priorities and manage stakeholder expectations, otherwise known as bosses, upper management, and navigate conflicting demands. So that's all part of the stresses on running a project. Using the methods I present as a line worker, your days can go better. So join me on this journey as I take you through the joys and the tears of getting projects done. If you're a line worker, lower level management, upper level management, in a large company or small, this podcast is for you. You will find great info regardless of your role. As a manager, you can decrease your workload by a significant amount and make better decisions. As an executive, you can get a better view of the work activities and more accurate on how deadlines are being met. And I know that sounds wild, but I have proven each one of these through, unfortunately, trial and error. But I got it finally figured out. For example, one of the ideas that I rejected early on was that the customer comes first. No, they don't. That doesn't mean you ignore them. Nah. It just means they're not your first focus. If you have the right first focus, and we'll talk about that, you will have an amazing reaction to everything getting done. And so I'm dedicated to helping people be the most successful they could be in their work and in their life in general. And I'm so energized by the ways that your team can be excited, regardless of what position you have. From a new college graduate to the most senior executive, you can do amazing things with your team and together with the right inspiration. And so I've planned a large number of podcasts already. For example, here's some topics that I'll be talking about. The number one most important element in any project. It's kind of obvious, But why don't people do this more? Turning the org chart upside down. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Getting more work done by doing less work. Respecting team members. Solving the painful meetings problems. And sometimes that means having more meetings, by the way. A key to mental toughness. Oh, I wish I had known this at the beginning of my career. Life would have been so much easier. Also, gratitude is a magic bullet for employees. Also, truly listening to your team members. Everyone talks about it, but I don't see it done very often. How to have difficult conversations with your team members. How to have difficult conversations with management. Technology is a tool, not the end result of your work. But I've done it, and I've seen others do the same. What project leaders and management need to do to stay ahead. Also, the number one phrase to use with your team that is magical. Don't let your team members leave for another job. And I don't mean wait until they come and tell you, I've taken another position. It starts way earlier. If you're in management, regardless of what level you're at, how to take direction from your team members. It'll make everything so successful. If you are at the line level, how to become a happy worker. There's a lot of things you can do in your mind that'll change your attitude to become a happy worker. The most important word you'll ever say in your work, that word is no. Don't make the mistakes I made early in my career because I couldn't get the word no out. We'll talk about that. And also one of my favorites, which I have been the sinner of all ages, micromanagement. I've done it so much. And I had to learn and break myself of that habit. And so many other topics I want to talk about. It's such a rich field. So join me on this journey as I take you through the joys and the tears of getting projects done. And if you're a line worker, lower-level management, upper-level management in a large company or small, this podcast is for you. You will find great info regardless of your role. And I look forward to getting together with you on the next podcast. These episodes will be hosted on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Google, Samsung Podcast, Amazon Music, and others. Please go to WayneRobertson.com to see the latest information and podcasts.